We're holding on Siman Resh Bet Saif Vav Kemah flour shel echad mechamesh mine dagan of one of the five grains sheshelako that you cooked it, right? Ve'ervo b'mayim, and you mix it with water or b'shar mashkim or other liquids. Ema ya'ave, if you made it thick, kedesh she'ye ra'uy le'achila ulelo aso, you could eat it, you could chew it. Pirush l'tchon oto b'pe mevarech borim mine mezonot. So that's like mamoniyah. Ve'acharav ala mechia. Ve'ema ya'ra, but if it was soft, kedesh she'ye ra'uy l'shtiyah, that it's drinkable. So you made it into a something that's a drink. Mevarech alav shehakol v'harav borei nefashot. Why? All drinks? Shehakol. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ulelo aso, to chew it, lav da'avka. Elfilu eno av kol kach. Even if it's not so thick that you have to chew it. Kevan she'eno rach, yera'ui rach l'shtiyah. That it's not only ra'ui v'shtiyah. Mevarech alav borei mine mezonot. You make mezonot. Shehakol, but if it's drinkable, you make shehakol. The kevan shehamayim rabim alav kol kach. Since there's so much water, hashehena ra'ui rak la'achila, ra'ui la'achila v'rak l'shtiyah. It's not ra'ui for eating; it's only ra'ui for drinking. Heno bechlal ma'achal klal. It's not called the food. Umevarchim shehakol kibirkat hamayim. You make a shehakol like on liquids. Now, the kol zehu davka bekemach. That's by flour. So you mix it in, you make some sort of a
piece?
No, some sort of a drink, right? It's a drink, right? It's a thick drink. Okay. If he makes a soup from types of grains. Shenaasa mechameshem in edagan. Kegon, anaasa mi bendinatenu. Mise orin veshibole shual. Make it from barley. You make it from oats. Shenechlak kol garin the shnein. Then they split each one to two. Penatnu bahem mayim harbe. You put a lot of water. So it's a liquidy soup. Hachereno ra'ui rak leshorfo. You have to drink it. Shekorim zupa. Targum marak. And what? Soup. En agroifim, betelim legabe hamayim. What are you going to say? That you make a shakol and you put tev in this or not? Kevan shehem be'ayin. Umine dagan. And the grains, lo batli, they can't be batel. Vetzarich levarech al agroifim, bore minim mezonot. You have to make a mezonot on them. So what are you going to say? Make a mezonot on the barley and be potev the soup? That's what I would say. Mikom makom efshar shegam hamayim lo betili legabayu. Since it's made for drinking and not for eating, v'tzarich levarech gam al ha'mayim shakol. You make a shakol on the water. Al ken yivarech tehila al ha'mayim, make a shakol on the water, because he's choshesh that maybe if you make a mezonot on the groifin, it covers the water. He's not sure. And then v'harkach al ha'groifin, ken mevua mitbaem mitvera magen avar v'san zeh b'siman reshei. We already had this in reshei.
It's soup.
Water is in the soup. He's saying you can't. The soup is shehakol because grains don't become mizonot. He's not saying that. I don't know why. Must be that he's talking that there's only a few grains in the soup. I don't understand either way. I think if you have a few grains in the soup, it should make it be shehakol and it's tafel. And if you have a lot, if it's mushroom barley soup and there's a lot of barley, it's mizonot. So I don't understand where this case is going to really work. Maybe it's a little bit. I think it should be tafel. I don't know. I'm not sure. Sometimes you have a little bit. Yeah. Because chicken, if you get a chicken noodle soup and there's only a few noodles. Okay, so then what do you want to say? The whole thing is to fill to the three noodles? The question is, when do you need it? And maybe it's a bit of kalavatala. He said, if you made a mezonot, don't make a shakol. Why? Because
it could have been patur,
right? Other things, vegetables, retzke. Retzke groifen. Some other sign. Kusemit. Shena asa belibui mayim. Shena mreuhim lachilav rach lezupa mevarech shakol. They groifen the tvatul legabe amayim. Which is funny. Because before he told you that the vegetables are not patil to the water when over here he's saying that they are. Okay. Hakoses. Next. Saif Zayin. Hakoses. So what do we have that's a ma'achal of flour that you drink? I don't know if we have anything. You have a flour drink? Flour, something made with flour that you drink? It's not made with flour. It's made with cornstarch. Hakoses et ha'orez. And if it was a wheat starch, it's also ra'ui la chila. Farina, what do you do that's drinkable? Farina is not drinkable. Farina, you eat with a spoon. Farina, you eat. Hakoses. Ovaltine. I know you don't have to really chew it. They say love dafram. Okay. Hakoses et ha'orez. If somebody chews rice. He's right. Right. He's eating rice. Mevarech alav bore pri adama meharkach bore nefashot. So if you eat raw rice, you make adama. Mishnah Berurah koses pirush she'achalo keshehu chai. Ve'im b'shelo, if you cooked it. Now, look, notice carefully. Ve'im b'shelo is maran. Maran doesn't say achen itmaech. The Rama says achen itmaech until it got mush. Right? Or she'techano, or he ground it. And he made a bread from it. We'll stop here. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'orez. Orez, rice. Dohan is hirz. We don't know what hirz is. Hirz is millet. V'lashon Ashkenaz. V'yesh mefarshim ipcha. Some say the opposite. The difference is if you Google millet, you'll find it. Hirz, I don't know if you'll find it. Right? V'alken. Yesh machmirim. Some say it's opposite. That dohan is rice, and orez is his. Falken, yesh machmirim, sama machmir, delo yochlem keshedet ma'achu. Once he made it into a tafshil, that would be mizonot. Since we're only making mizonot on rice, like Mishnah Berurah says. What's it called? Right? So they do the opposite. Right? Ela tocha seuda. Oshi varchu alem shachom echamat safek. Ubelechem chamudot katav de sugyan de alma. The minig is, orez is rice, dochan is hirs. Vechen mukach beberke Yosef umate Yehuda. Vechen matzati bemaase rav nehanagot agra de orez hu rice. Umevarech alehem bore mine mezonot. Fine. Continue. Achen itmaech. Now Maran says, Maran didn't say achen itmaech. Mishmu is achen itmaech. So good rice would be adama according to that.
It's good rice.
Rice that was made well, that's not mushy and stuck together. But if you cooked it so that each grain, the way you like it, right? When you cooked your rice, cooked well, she knows how to cook. She didn't make it. If it's hard, for sure it's kosher. Right? She didn't. And if it right with the crunchy center, And if it's too mushy, who wants it?
Sushi rice.
Exactly. Achen nitmaech. Hainu afilu nitmaech ketzat al yedea bishul. Even if it's a little bit mushy al yedea bishul. Aval kesheim adayim shelenim, if they all whole and not stuck together, mevarech bore pri adama. Ve'ev shad afilu imrak husara kilipata orez. Kemo beshelanu. Maybe if you took off the peel, you made it from brown rice to white rice. Maybe that's not called shelimim. That would answer the problem. So Ashkenazim have an excuse to make mizonot on rice. If it's white rice, on brown rice, maybe they should make, unless it gets mushy. If you made adama, you yotze. Now, if you look in number four. That Maran, Levarech mezonot. Maran first quoted this pshat. Then he says, if pshat that by rice, you don't need that because they didn't say that. Because it's the derech to eat it, what's it called? The lo ba'inan. Levarech mezonot afilu shalom et ma'ech klal. Vechem minhag ha'olam. Quoted in Birkei Yosef and Kafahayim. And that's our minhag. even on brown rice, even on white rice, even if it's cooked well. Forget sushi rice. Even the rice that your wife makes Friday night, that's beautiful, perfect. Mizonot. Friday night, you don't eat it, but you know, you don't make a beracha, but Friday afternoon.
Mushi, it could be adama.
No, adrabah. Mushi is for sure mizonot. It's the non-mushi that's a problem.
Mushi looks like bread. The good one is
sabek. Pat, hi. Now, shmoshetahano, or if he cooked it, ve'asam imenu pat, hu adin tavshil, nevarech ala borim mini mizonot. The pat shelo, or tavshil, the bread, or the cooked food, masbiya, it's filling. Ve'soed alev, it fills you up, kemo mechamesh mine dagan. Ve'adif, it's better, mishar mine ketniyot than other beans. Mikom makom, lo hashiv pat shelo kelechem gamur. The bread is not considered like real bread. Shalchamesh dagan levarech hamotzi. And beracha charona, you make borei nefashot. The birka, the reason is, what's the siman? Amen. Orez, mezonot, nefashot. Right? Borei mezonot. The birkat amazon, or beracha me'en shalosh, they make birkat amazon. Or ala mechia, enam ela behamesh etaminim. Only on the five grains, mepene hashibutam. Vehu, shelo yeh, hainu, da'af shebehamesh min edagan. Even by the five. Okay, upstairs. Hagaha. Behu shelo yeh me'urav im davar aher. It's not mixed with something else. Ela orez levado. Only rice. Ve'im irev memenu b'tavshil acher. If you mix it with something else. V'tavshil acher hu arov. The other thing is the rov. Mevarech alav kibirkat oto tavshil. You make the beracha of the other thing. So let's see. Mishnah Berurah. Behu shelo yeh dahainu. The av shebehamesh min edagan, even the by the five grains, kaimalam we hold. The seif bet de mirvam b'sharei minim minim. If you mix it with other things, filo em amirut, even if it's the minority, as linam batrayu, we follow them. Right, meaning if you have mostly, if you have less wheat and more other things, you're going to follow the wheat. So the challenge is going to be mezonot, right? Or is eno hashub kolkach. Al ken emasat tavshil opat v'kemach v'sharei minim hem arov. So you make a bread, and it's 40% rice and 60% beans, right? You make adama, right? Mevarech alav kibirkat oto amin. But if it's right levado, hu adin hem arov. As long as it's the majority, nakat levado lashmina nebuta dafilu achi em mevarchim beracha chorah kiim borei nefashot rabot. In the Rambam, it's mashma that rice is only mizonot when it's only rice. If you mix anything else in, it's not mizonot. But we don't all like that. So it's going to, no, it's when you cook it. But the Majedra, so that's the machloket. According to the Rambam, Majedra would be adama. Even if it's raw rice. According to us, if the Majedra has raw lentils,
make adama.
Right, or rice and chickpeas. The lentils, if it's rov lentils, be adama, baruch adonai le'olam, amin ve'amin.
Why are we making